The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/britishtech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show, and welcome to August as well. It is the 2nd of August, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's happened over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Apple lovers out there, particularly those Apple Watch lovers out there, trying to search around for a titanium Apple Watch Series 6? Well, good luck, because that edition seems to be unavailable for pickup in many Apple retail stores, at least in the U.S. Yes, the titanium edition Series 6 is actually currently listed as unavailable in the U.S. and even other major markets for pickup in retail stores and even for delivery. Now, as far as Apple goes, they haven't mentioned anything about it being discontinued. Then again, Apple sometimes doesn't really say anything. Just say, okay, just let the stock sell out. We got a new one coming anyways. Remember, we're just a few weeks out until the next version of the Apple Watch comes our way. Not to mention with the price point of the titanium at $799, there was probably not mass manufacturing to start with that edition. Linux users, get ready for Linux Mint 20.3. Yep, it's going to be under the Christmas tree this year. Linux Mint developers have actually said that with Windows 11 coming along and trying to get people to move over on the Linux side, they've shared their news about their upcoming 20.3 version. That's the Ubuntu-based, of course, distro of Linux Mint. And by all accounts, it's looking like the next target for Linux Mint 20.3 should be headed our way on Christmas Day 2021. Now, we'll take a step back here and say, is this confirmed? Well, not really. Even the developers over at Linux Mint said there's no guarantee. Though in the past, developers over at Mint, they've been pretty reliable when it comes to deadlines. So more than likely, if it ain't under the tree at Christmas, maybe just leave the tree up till a little after New Year's. Do you want 1,000 eyes upon you? Well, you can now, thanks to Telegram's new group video calls. Yes, Telegram has announced this new feature and improvements for their app. The main focus, of course, is the video. And with these group video calls, these sessions now are able to tally up to 1,000 viewers. However, though, you can't have 1,000 people join in. Now, that still remains at 30. But with 30 people, you could have a hell of an audience. Meaning you could have viewers watching online lectures, even maybe up to small rock concerts. Another nice feature coming to Telegram is video messages. They'll now come through at a higher resolution, and you can also tap them for a larger view of the clip too. Other additions include screen sharing for one-on-one video calls. There's also an option now to auto-delete messages after a month. Yes, it's no longer just 1 week anymore. Not to mention the user experience, it's also been spiffied up, complete with animations for the passcode screen. And finally, it was 50 years ago today. Well, not really today. This actually happened over the weekend 50 years ago. Yeah, I'm talking about driving around on the moon. Yeah, NASA just celebrated another major moment in our space history. On July 31st, it marked the 50th anniversary of the Lunar Roving Vehicle's first outing. Of course, that would have been part of the Apollo 15 mission, and that would include astronauts Dave Scott and Jim Irwin, who took the car for a little ride. The Lunar Roving Vehicle, however, though, don't look for high performance here. It actually only had a 57-mile range and a top speed of 8 miles an hour. Not to mention, if they charge a parking fee on the moon, 50 years later, yeah, I'd say that vehicle holds the record. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show over there. And also support the news show over there, too. Just go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can do a monthly donation there for the news show to help keep us on the air and keep us going. Find us, too, on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room. All you got to do is go to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.